Ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Recently, UWM received word that it has once again been recognized as one of the top research universities in America. The Carnegie Classification of Institutions for Higher Education, which is the national body that reviews university research programs, announced UWM remains among the 130 universities around the country that have attained Research 1, or R1 status. It's quite a distinction, given that there are more than 4,400 colleges and universities considered for that honor. That puts UWM in the same category of research universities as Stanford, Northwestern, Harvard, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Well, besides seeing its status as a top-tier research university renewed, UWM has also just been selected as one of just two universities to receive a national award for the accomplishments of undergraduates engaged in research. And that is the topic of this week's UWM Today program. Joining us in the studio are Nigel Rothfels, Director of the Office of Undergraduate Research at UWM, and we have Rebecca Willer, a Senior in Communication Sciences and Disorders, who won one of the Senior Excellence in Research Awards at UWM. Nigel, great to have you back on the program.
Nice
and
to be here,
I was so looking forward to doing this show because it's so amazing that in addition to this Research One status that the university has been bragging about, now the undergraduate research program is elevated to national status. Quite an award. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, it seems a little strange to say thank you because that's nothing really that we've been doing in our office. It's more the commitment of the faculty over decades, really, to get us to this position. But I would also say that I'd love it to have just been a fabulous, synchrony of these two events. But it's just that we've been working really, really hard for many years to try to get more and more undergraduates involved in the research of the university. And the outcome is fantastic to have the two of them happen at the same time.
You know, when I talk to folks about the fact that we have undergraduates, freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors, who aren't working on a master's degree or a PhD program, when I tell folks that those younger students are in the research labs, they sometimes don't believe me. They say, well, that's not possible. I mean, to do academic research, you have to be a PhD or you have to be someone who's spent years in the academy. We show that that's simply not true at UWM, is it?
Well, actually, it's even more than that because one of the programs that we're being really recognized for is the thing that we call UR at UWM, and those are the letters UR and also the nice thing about undergraduate research. But UR at UWM, which is a pre-college program that we run in the summer before a student starts at UWM. So we're working with initially a group of students, 30 students usually in the summer before they start at UWM. So not only are we working with freshmen and sophomore and juniors and seniors, we're working with some pre-freshmen as well who do amazing work on our campus. So yeah, it's one of the things about UWM. We are a university that's truly committed to undergraduate education. We have very large graduate school programs, but the undergraduate piece is very important to UWM, and so to figure out ways where students can then become involved in faculty research is a big priority.
Now, you're a graduate of Harvard University, and so you came from one of the elite Ivy League schools. How does what we do here in Milwaukee at UWM compare to what you saw in your previous life?
Oh, wow. That was an unexpected question, Tom. Okay, so I got a PhD from Harvard University. I actually attended the University of Utah as an undergraduate. Right. Well, Harvard University and obviously the premier research institutions. Yes, UWM is one, but there's a very sort of small set of research institutions which are really only focused on graduate education as much, and that's sort of the Harvard piece. Not that a Harvard undergraduate education is anything to be upset about. It's an amazing school, and I was fortunate to be a tutor at Harvard for many years and worked directly with the undergraduates. But in terms of actually getting the students, the undergraduate students, engaged in faculty research. That's much less sort of common at one of those kinds of institutions than it is, the kinds of opportunities that we can provide at UWM.
And so let's talk about the type of work that these young students are engaged in. They're literally in the lab alongside people who have been in the field for 20 or 30 years.
Exactly. So one of the things about our program is that it spans the entire campus. So I think a lot of people, when they think of major research programs, they might be thinking of the natural sciences and a few areas in the social sciences like psychology that might have very large laboratories. But actually on a campus like ours, the faculty are doing research, as you know, in virtually every department on campus. And it's part of the reason that they're on our campus is that we've hired them partly for their extraordinary teaching skills, but also for their extraordinary research skills. And so all those faculty, whether they're in the Peck School of the Arts or in the School of Business or the School of Education or the College of Nursing or the College of Engineering or Applied Science, I can list them all, but I won't do it right now, have their own research programs. And so what we're trying to do then is to get students involved in that sort of close affiliation with the faculty, working on the faculty members' research.
Well, let's bring Rebecca into the conversation. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, she's a senior majoring in communication sciences disorders. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
And thank you. It's nice to be here.
Rebecca, how did you get involved in research as an undergrad student?
So I was actually one of those summer students who was part of the UR at UWM Summer Research Program. And I got a letter home saying, check out these research opportunities that we have for undergraduate students beginning in the summer before your freshman year of college. And that's actually one of the reasons I was at UW-Milwaukee was for its undergraduate research program. So I applied for that UR at UWM program and got involved in research that summer, realized that I was very passionate about understanding the deeper questions of academia, and just went from there, and I've been involved in research since that summer.
You've got a big smile on your face. It sounds like you've had a good experience.
Yeah, I've had a great experience. I've worked with 4 different professors, 1 psychology, 3 within my major, and I've had nothing but wonderful experiences, and they've become my mentors.
Talk about what exactly you do when you are researching alongside these faculty members.
So we have weekly meetings, and in those meetings, we discuss the deeper questions. Right now I'm working on a research project that focuses on service learning and how it impacts undergraduate students' perceptions of people with dementia. And that's going to someday impact the future healthcare professionals and how they treat older adults and people with dementia. And so I'm involved in taking data, analyzing it statistically, coming up with those deeper questions about the hows and whys of the clinic.
And do you connect that research, the data work that you develop, to the work that the faculty members are doing?
Yeah, so we kind of do it side by side. A lot of times my professor might have a initial question and I talk with her about my thoughts about that question, and then I do a lot of the data collection, report back to her, and then we decide together on how to move forward. So it's really side-by-side research.
Did you ever imagine that you'd be doing this when you were in high school?
No, not at all. I didn't actually know it was possible, and I was kind of nervous at first because I didn't know that, you know, at the young age of 21 that I would have the knowledge and skill set to be working with the professor doing more than just, you know, organizational and office tasks. So it's kind of cool to be doing real research.
Nigel, is Rebecca's story typical of what you find with students who are doing research at the undergraduate level?
There's nothing typical about Rebecca. She's amazing. but yes, at some level, it's the pattern that we see over and over. She came into our office before her freshman year. Actually, we were talking on the way down here today. I can remember her coming in with her mom and sitting down and having an interview with us. And you know, one of the things that Rebecca had was sort of amazing people skills, but she was also just an extraordinarily able student who you just sort of felt she could work with anyone. And that sort of ability to sort of sit down and get to work and to collaborate, right? This is part of what she's talking about, is the ability of a student and a faculty member to partner and to work on something together. I think a lot of people maybe have a notion of faculty research is that they're sort of, you know, in a room by themselves working very hard on a problem and working, drawing something out on a blackboard or sitting behind a computer. But it's much more collaborative than that. And the students, you know, at one level, they start out as people who can begin to bring data into the lab. But then over time, they become the collaborators who help to sort of analyze that data and then synthesize the out product at the end, right, the paper or the presentation. So, yeah, they're becoming much more the collaborators of the faculty over time.
Let's talk about the award that you just won, this national recognition mm-hmm. for the undergraduate work. What is it that UWM is doing that puts you at that top tier? You know, the fact that there's really only one other university recognized for this same sort of accomplishment as UWM. How come others aren't in that class?
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful, but
it is wonderful.
What's the secret sauce?
No. The National Council on Undergraduate Research is in Washington, D.C. It is it's a body that helps coordinate undergraduate research at universities nationally. It serves as a lobbying organization to work within National Science Foundation and other kinds of federal entities to provide more funding for undergraduate research across the campus, across the country. And the University of Wisconsin system, all the schools in the University of Wisconsin system are affiliate members of the National Council on Undergraduate Research. And we collaborate together, actually. Every year, the other system schools and UWM organize a statewide symposium on undergraduate research. So we collaborate with our UW colleagues to put on events for other students at other universities. And a few years ago, they developed this award called the Award for Undergraduate Research Accomplishments, which has this fabulous acronym AURA. We put in our hat and said we would like to be considered for this award. The process is then it's reviewed by a committee, and they talk a little bit about the kind of work that you're doing at your university, and then they ask you if you're one of their finalists to prepare a portfolio which presents sort of full data on what you've accomplished and what you're trying to accomplish. And they're looking for innovation, things that you're doing differently on your campus that other universities might want to adopt, and also just looking to see how full the commitment is across your university. And so we prepared our portfolio. Yes, we're one of the two universities that were recognized this year. This is the third year of the award, so there have been other universities recognized in the first 2 years, and it's an annual award. But yes, to be one of the two this year is a huge slap on the back for us, and we're thrilled about it. But it's more, you know, a recognition of the kinds of commitments that the university has made throughout, from the faculty to the staff to the administration, has been really committed to undergraduate research and to expanding this opportunity for our students. It is also, the program that we really highlighted was the pre-freshman program, because it is very innovative and not something that we've ever seen at another institution. So that was a sort of program highlight for us, and I have a feeling that was something for them. I don't know, but I like to think that was one of the things for them that they really wanted to pay attention to, our effort to really engage students, not on their way out the door as seniors, but to engage students from the very, very beginning of their experience with the university.
Because a lot of people might imagine an undergraduate first getting involved in research at a university in that junior or the senior year. To hear you talk about the fact that even before they leave high school, students could be connected to UWM and get engaged in some sort of research experience really does seem novel.
It is. So when we started our office, which is now 10 years ago in 2008, when the Office of Undergraduate Research was first opened, we looked at our data from the first year, and about 90% of the students were juniors and seniors. And we said, that's great, but how can we get more of the lower division students involved? And so over time, what we've tried to do is not neglect the upper division students, but create some programs to really get those younger students involved, because number one, they have a longer bench life for the faculty, which is good. It means that they're there helping for many, many more years. Rebecca's faculty have had her working in their labs now for 4 years. That's a big deal for them. And for the student, the benefits could be huge, right? If they can get started early, that means by the time they're a senior, they're not just starting, they actually know what they're talking about, and it's extraordinary for them.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio is Nigel Rothfels, director of UWM's Office of Undergraduate Research, and Rebecca Willer, a senior in Communication Sciences and Disorders. And we're talking about now a nationally recognized undergraduate research program. Rebecca, I want to come back to you. We just heard Nigel talk about the pleasure and satisfaction faculty members have in working with good students. Were you ever intimidated when you first began working in the labs that that this was maybe beyond you?
I don't know if intimidated is the right word. I was definitely nervous because I didn't think that I would necessarily have anything to contribute because I really was at the beginning of my academic career. I hadn't really taken classes on
research 17, 18 years old,
yeah,
right?
I was 18, and I had no clue about child language disorders or aphasia or neurogenic language disorders. So to work on research projects that focus on those topics, I was quite nervous because I didn't want to come off that I didn't know anything. So, yeah, I was definitely nervous, but they definitely helped me and worked with me all 4 years, made me feel comfortable.
How about your fellow classmates? Are they involved in research? And if not, what do they think of you doing the work that you're doing in the laboratories?
Well, with my communication sciences and disorders classmates specifically, not many of them are doing research. Now as a senior, as we were talking about earlier, a few of them are getting interested as a lot of my fellow classmates are looking forward to graduate school, but I was one of the only students who started off as a freshman working in the research laboratories, and some of them aren't as interested in research as I am, but they think it's kind of amazing how much I've been able to do with my research career.
Where do you see your career going? Do you think that you're going to focus on research down the road, or you're in essentially speech pathology, speech disorders. Do you see yourself working as a therapist somewhere?
Both. I see it all. I initially want to get my graduate degree and do my master's thesis, work clinically for a little bit, maybe do my clinical fellowship year, understand the clinical process, and then I intend to go back for my PhD at some point and do clinical research and then maybe find a career where I can merge the clinical aspects with the research passion that I have in order to do research that will have direct clinical implications.
Boy, you've got to be proud, Nigel, as you hear Rebecca describe her career path. I'm frankly intimidated.
You know, I think in our office, we use the word honor sometimes, that it's an honor to work with the students. It's one of the real pleasures of our job is that we have these students come in when they're just beginning at the university, and we get to see them, and then we get to watch them over 4 years as they come in and see the growth. And, you know, honestly, we talk about maybe feeling a little intimidated with the faculty. One of the things that I think you know about our faculty is that they love students, and this is an avocation. It's a passion for them that they want to help people learn. Very often, unfortunately, they're having to stand in front of a large group of students and can't have the kind of connection that they would love. Because there's an awful lot of students at our university.
27,000.
Exactly. And so if they have opportunities where they can mentor somebody more closely, they embrace it. And so that's I could imagine that Rebecca felt a little intimidated just as she started, or a little nervous. But I suspect that, you know, after the human connection is made, and that's where the real power of it lies, right, is in the personal connections and how that helps young students develop and feel an ownership about their own learning and feel an ownership about their future is really critical.
Well, and Rebecca, you're building a network already of professionals, faculty members that you can go back and connect to when you are in graduate school.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And not only have I met people at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, but just in November, I was able to present my research at the American Speech and Hearing Association's convention in Boston, where I met many more professionals and was able to have conversations about my research and my future goals. And that was all made possible by my current research mentor, who really pushed for me to do that. And my mentors have really been wonderful as they hear about what I'm passionate about, and they connect me with whoever they know across the United States as it applies. So they're really great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nigel, we have a lot of parents who listen to WUWM, and many who have told me that they listen to this program, and they have kids in high school or just beginning college. What advice would you give those parents if they're hearing this interview and they think, you know, maybe this would be good for my child? How do you get started to begin getting those research experiences even before you reach the university?
So two things. I think it's not for everybody. the students who, a great many students who are fabulous in a classroom and really want to just do well in a classroom, or students who who aren't sort of thinking that what they really want to do is stand out too much, this might not be the best fit for them, and that's okay. Let it happen when it happens. But if you have a student who's imagining going to college, put this on your own agenda and start talking to them about it, because it's not just UWM. We have the best undergraduate research program in the world. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but we do
just a slight one.
No, we have a very good one, but this is an initiative and a way of thinking about education which is across the United States. And so wherever you're sending your student, or your student is imagining going for college, make sure to find out what those undergraduate research opportunities are for their student. Go and talk to when you do the campus visit, if that's what you do. Make sure that that's on your agenda. I know that when students visit our campus, they walk by our office, the tours go right by our office, and the tour guides say, this is the Office of Undergraduate Research. If you have any questions, please feel free to drop by there. We'd love to welcome parents to come and talk to us about how their student might get involved, or students to come and talk to us. We get emails from high school students who are interested in getting involved in research at the university, and we talk to them about what that process might look like. So yes, do it. Whether you're imagining coming to UWM or any school, make sure it's on your agenda.
You know, that's a really good point about asking on those tours. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking my kids on college tours as they were kicking tires and trying to figure out what the best route to go was. And I remember on many of those occasions when we talked about getting more deeply involved in the subject matter, they were often told, well, when you're a junior or when you're a senior,
that's true,
you'll be ready for it.
Yeah.
And they weren't talking about a junior or senior in high school, as is the case with us.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, really, that, artificial barriers put up saying, we're just going to presume because of your age, you're not ready. Rebecca, that's sort of a slap in the face to the potential that people like you bring into the classroom.
Almost definitely, because I think that really hinders students when they think that they're not good enough as a freshman or sophomore, when they could be engaging in research or getting deeply involved with the subject matter and things that they're passionate about.
Yeah. Nigel, as you think about the value of these strong undergraduate research programs, what comes to my mind is the value not just to the student and to the university, but actually to our country. One of the great distinctions that we have is this recognition around the world as having one of the best higher education systems. It seems to me that these undergraduate researchers, that's our seed corn, isn't it?
I mean, it is, and they make contributions, right? It's not just that they're filling space in a lab; they're actually contributing. And we have our gravitational wave group on campus in the physics department. There have been undergraduates involved in that project all along. And yes, this is a very large international effort, but there's no reason why undergraduates can't become involved and be part of that from the very beginning. By the time they graduate, they will have contributed to the project. And we have students now who are showing up as co-authors on their faculty members' research projects. That's becoming sort of the gold standard for us. That's not going to be the right fit for every faculty member, but those who are working with large groups of students, add the students as co-authors in their work, and that's fantastic.
Do you ever see students who start at UWM and didn't get into the undergraduate research program immediately, but meet people like Rebecca along the way and come later to the party?
Absolutely. It's still the case that about 70%, 65 to 70%, 50% of our students are juniors and seniors when they first walk in the door. That's when they start thinking about it. So, and we're there and we're supporting them and we're getting them involved. They don't have to be there on day one. But, you know, whenever, the door is always open, we'd like you to come in.
Yeah. Do you stay in touch with these students after they graduate?
Yes. Well, LinkedIn is this thing, apparently. It's interesting now how many of the students are finishing their PhDs. Some are faculty at other institutions. And so, yeah, it's quite humbling.
That's got to be a great experience when you hear from someone who was in your program, what, 5, 6, 8 years ago?
Yeah, and they're finishing up.
Yeah,
it's really exciting. There's a young student who I think we even had interviewed here many years ago, who's just finishing his dissertation at University of Southern California, and is on the job market. And one of the places I think he's interviewing is UWM.
No kidding! Wow, back to the future.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing! So, where do you see the undergraduate research program going? And is there more to do? I mean, you've just received this national award, you know, creme de la creme. Can you get better?
Yes. Well, first of all, we have a capacity limitation, right? We only have so many faculty on our campus, we would love to have many more faculty on our campus. But so we have a capacity problem where we're trying to sort of resolve how can we get more students involved when we have a limited number of faculty. They have their teaching responsibilities. They have their research time. Let's say an individual faculty member might be able to take 2 or 3 students. You still have just a limitation there. So we're trying to sort of solve some of those problems by thinking of larger collaborative groups that we can support. There's lots of room to develop. We're not quitting.
Which is one of the reasons why those investments in higher education are so critical, right?
It's critical at this point. I mean, I assume you've talked on your program over the years about how difficult it's been the last decade, especially for the university to retain some faculty, and that the number of faculty at the university is sort of necessarily diminished with some budgetary challenges that the university has faced. That has a direct impact on undergraduate education, and it has a direct impact on an undergraduate research program like ours. I can say that you know our faculty as well as I do. They step up and they do more. We would love them to have more opportunities to take more students.
Yeah, I've taught it over the years in our journalism and advertising program, and I am just amazed at the tenacity and the absolute scrappiness of the UWM students.
That's right.
And when you ask them, how can you be working 1 or 2 or sometimes 3 jobs and still be great students? And they say, it's the faculty. You know, they get inspired. And Rebecca, I'm sure you see that every day.
Almost definitely. And I've been one of those students who've worked 3 jobs while taking, you know, 18 credits and doing research. But my faculty members are always there and have supported me and work with me to ensure that I'm successful.
Well, you are successful based on what I see, and an inspiration. And we wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.
Nigel Rothfels and Rebecca Willer, our guest on this edition of UWM Today, as we talk about an amazing undergraduate research program available really to any of the students who enroll at UWM. Well, that's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.